The rider's sword gradually began to rise. His right arm moved slightly to the side, and when it halted, he'd taken the famous stance of a swordsman, holding his blade up beside his head like a baseball bat. Everyone knew that pose was an invitation. However, when it came from this rider, his beauty made his foes' recognition that they were gambling their lives lose shape like a heat shimmer, luring his opponents in like moths to a flame. The gravekeeper would be walking into a death trap. The young man in green actually took a step forward. No, he advanced 2 paces. That he managed to stop there was a feat of incredible willpower. Squeezing the fingers of his extended hand into a fist, he spread them once more. It was almost as if he were going to claw at his foe rather than slash at him. He stood that way for a second. 2 seconds.
Not bad. Borrowed that trick from the nobility, did he? However...
Please, allow me to have this battle.
It was a woman, and a young one at that. But neither of the two figures moved an inch, and the thread of murderous intent that bound them didn't slacken in the least.
Pull.
Like a demon hearing a litany of prayer, the young man jumped, making a broad sweep with his left hand. A foot-long blade concealed in his sleeve zipped at the source of the voice.
D, I don't want any compensation at all. Once I've slain him, I'll be on my way. I only ask that you please let me have this fight.
The eyes of the rider, D, shifted ever so slightly to the side, catching sight of the speaker. The blade the young gravekeeper had hurled hung in the air. It had been caught an inch or two shy of the woman's eye by a crimson hand. From the elbows all the way to the backs and palms of her hands, she was covered by dazzling armor. There in the silvery curtains of endless rain, she called to mind a burning flame given human form. A crimson cape was closed over the woman's chest, and her pale face was slightly downturned. Glowing red hair hung down to her waist, concealing the left half of her face. The clasp of her cape was a gold chain. Pieces of chain were also sewn here and there on her cape in no particular pattern, lending the worn and dirty fabric a certain charm.
My name's Iria. I am a hunter.
You could tell the prowess of a hunter by the tone of their voice, the look in their eye, and the way they carried themselves. What did Dee make of her?